Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we tell about an artist in Washington whose work can be found on the sides of several city buildings. And we report on new members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and play some of their music. Artist Anayaken Udofia is becoming well-known because of his artwork on the walls of buildings in Washington, D.C. Barbara Klein tells us about this artist and his work.
Anayaken Udofia was born in Washington to Nigerian parents who were studying at universities in the city. Then the family moved back to Nigeria. However, years later, he returned to Washington to develop his skills in painting. Udofia's love of hip-hop music resulted in a group of paintings of hip-hop musicians. He created other images of famous politicians and human rights activists. He began painting about social issues as his artistic talent developed and his work changed. Sometimes he paints about corruption and conflicts in Africa. One group of his paintings is called the Pencil Gun Revolution. He chose to use pencils instead of guns to show how wars are really won. Some of the pencils in the paintings almost look like large machine guns. However, he notes the saying that the pen is mightier than the sword. He says this is what the paintings are about. Anayaken Udofia has become an artist in demand. The D.C. Commission on the Arts and Humanities has asked him to create large paintings on the walls of buildings. One of his earliest murals was for a community park. The images are about unity and peace using animals and people of all colors. Udofia's work has developed throughout his years in Washington. He says one of his favorite paintings is one of his earliest pieces. It is a painting of a child in a village leaning on a large radio. He says it shows how music travels so far and sometimes changes society. The painting expresses the power of music as well as art. Anayaken Udofia has been invited to paint at many gatherings and community events. He creates a painting during the event so people can watch how the painting changes. One event was to raise money for the victims of the earthquake in Haiti. His painting was sold to the person who offered to pay the most money for it.
Last Monday night, more music performers, songwriters, and producers were honored as new members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The 25th yearly ceremony took place in New York City, although the Hall of Fame itself is in Cleveland, Ohio. Faith Lapidus tells about the newly honored music makers and plays some of their great sounds.
"I am the world's forgotten boy," Iggy Pop told the crowd gathered at the ceremony. Pop is the leader of the punk rock band The Stooges. The group had been nominated 7 times before it was finally honored by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Stooges formed in 1967 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Iggy Pop became famous for his wild behavior on stage. The band's music is considered so influential that some critics say punk rock would not exist without the Stooges. Their albums, Funhouse and Raw Power, were especially important. Here is Little Doll from their first album, The Stooges.
A little doll I can't forget, smoking on a cigarette. In my life, a real queen, prettiest thing I ever seen. Uh-huh. You're the one who makes me sing, bring happiness in everything. You're the only real one, a real way to have some fun. Uh-huh. But I don't know.
The Swedish pop band ABBA was hugely successful in the 1970s and early 80s. ABBA never officially broke up, but the band has not played together since 1982. However, its greatest hits were used in the popular musical show Mamma Mia, which opened on Broadway in 2001. In 2008, a movie version was released. One of the songs in Mamma Mia is Dancing Queen from 1976.
Friday night and the lights are low.
Of the band Phish, Trey Anastasio, spoke at the Hall of Fame ceremony about Genesis. He said the British band questioned and broke every musical rule and boundary. He said it was impossible to overstate the influence Genesis had on him as a young musician. Genesis has been together, with some member changes, since 1967. It started out playing progressive rock and producing concept albums. Later, the band began creating high-quality pop music. Here is Genesis with Dancing with the Moonlit Night from its 1973 album, Selling England by the Pound.
The captain
Another British band, The Hollies, also was honored by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Monday night. Holly's member, Graham Nash, was especially excited because it was his second time. He was first inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1997 with his band Crosby, Stills, and Nash. The Hollies were part of the first wave of what was called the British invasion of bands in the United States in the 1960s. It included the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. The five members of the Hollies played solid, beat-driven rock that included beautifully sung harmonies. Here is one of their top American hits, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, from 1972. Musician Wyclef Jean gave a moving speech to honor Jamaican performer Jimmy Cliff. Jean said he was not permitted to sing anything but Christian songs as a child, but he loved Jimmy Cliff's music so much that he simply added Christian lyrics. Jimmy Cliff has been playing, singing, and producing reggae music since the 1960s. The only other reggae musician in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is the other major reggae star, Bob Marley. Jimmy Cliff and his music starred in the 1972 Jamaican film, The Harder They Come. We leave you with Cliff performing a song from that soundtrack. Here is Many Rivers to Cross.
Many rivers to cross, but I can't seem to find my way over. Wandering, I am lost as I travel along the white cliffs of Dover.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by Kim Varzi and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. For transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs, go to voaspecialenglish.com. Do you have a question about America? Click Contact Us at the bottom of our website, or write to Mosaic at voanews.com. We may answer your question on our show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
I find